Buff Nation!
Let's go!
What a day here in Colorado. Wow.
I feel like I've been podcasting for like 5 straight hours.
You've been going hard today, my man. We are DMVR Buffs Primetime, presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations for happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. My name is Jake Schwanitz. Next to me, RK.
Today, the delay is not the fault of DNVR Nuggets.
It is not.
It's all the fault, not of DNVR Broncos, but of Greg Penner, Rob Walton, Kerry Walton Penner. They decided that today was the day. Thank you, Yaya. Yes, it is. that today was the day, right when the Buff show was starting, to hire Sean Payton. We had to go emergency pod. And by the way, on that emergency pod, I believe there was an all-time record set.
There was.
For likes in a show. We got up to about 1,200. I'd have to check to be exactly sure.
1,256. Wow.
1,256. That means we have our work cut out for us here on the Buff show.
Yep, Buff Nation, don't let us down. Only massive company-breaking expectations in front of you.
Yes, so. Exactly.
Well, we got a hype of our own over here on the Buff side. Things,
we do.
Because National Signing Day is tomorrow. We have some massive commitments that are coming down the pipe tomorrow. We got one on Saturday. We're going to eventually get to our wish list of guys who were visiting this last weekend and then talk more about the spring game. But today we start with Ellis Robinson IV, the number one cornerback in the 2024 class, 5-star recruit, 13th player overall. He is announcing his commitment tomorrow on National Signing Day. He said between 11:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. our time.
All right.
So that's when we're on watch.
How do we feel about a guy announcing his commitment on signing day for the next year?
We'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Because there's an interesting article out there that talked to Ellis Robinson and why he wants to commit tomorrow. So let me set the stage a little bit more, though. This guy, as I mentioned, 5-star recruit. On December 31st, he posted his top 5, Bama, Georgia, LSU, Miami, and little ol' CU. Not little ol' anymore.
One of these things is not like the others. It's Miami. What are they doing there?
Yeah.
Did
you see the video yesterday too? I can't remember. Someone sent me it. I think it was Jimmy. It was a video of a bunch of kids at Miami visiting, and the coach is talking about, this is Miami. This ain't Tuscaloosa, and he literally goes, they may have it popping on Saturday and Sunday, but we living in Miami here, and they had an Alabama commit visiting then.
Wow.
And his face at that moment was hilarious.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. They got to figure it out.
All right.
Anyways, so this article, this is from dognation.com. They are obviously covering the Dogs, Georgia Bulldogs. And they talked to Ellis Robinson and asked him why he is committing tomorrow on February 1st, a whole year ahead of his signing day. He says, the month of February means a lot to my father. He lost both his parents in February, his father in 1998 and his mom in 2017. I just want to give him something to be happy and proud about in February. His father meant a lot to him and supported him throughout his football career. I never got the chance to meet him, but he tells me all the time how proud he would have been of me. How about that?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense. Personally, if I were him, I would just do it the next day just so there could be more attention on it. But maybe he's just not one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, tomorrow, a lot of the news is going to be around who's signing where, although it's lesser because of, early signing day these days. But pretty special and a cool, gesture from him. Mm-hmm.
Is getting Ellis Robinson, getting his commitment, like a legacy thing for Coach Prime, just to get the first cornerback in the last 3 classes in a row?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything from our second segment, but to me, this is the number one most important guy to get because he would make it 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Once is coincidence, twice is something else, 3 times is a pattern.
Yep.
3 times you get the number one corner in the country 3 times in a row. Now it's just like the fourth guy has to be like, well, I feel like I have to go, like, yeah. It's that big of a deal, I think, to get Ellis Robinson. And if you do, CBU is, it's game over. Like,
yep.
You are CBU.
Yep. On their way for sure. The next big recruit we have to talk about is Juwan Johnson, a 2024 four-star athlete, 225th overall, 28th athlete, according to the 247 composite. He's 5'11", 178 pounds. He plays all over the damn place. He's playing quarterback. He's carrying the ball as a running back. He'll play receiver. I think he plays defense, too.
Insane.
Just unreal.
Probably, just guessing, you know, projects as a wide receiver at the next level. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy that just unreal athlete.
He's going to make my list pretty high. So I'm going to save my real deep analysis for that.
Okay.
But this guy is announcing his commitment on Saturday, February 4th at 9:30 a.m. our time on his Instagram. So we're on alert there.
What day is it?
Saturday, February 4th.
Okay, so this Saturday.
Yep. He announced his top three yesterday, Florida, LSU, and CU.
What's Florida doing there?
I don't know.
That one doesn't feel as daunting. Mm-mm. Like, when you see Alabama and Georgia, you're like, shit.
Yep.
Florida and LSU, we can beat them.
For sure.
We can beat anyone for what it's worth, but.
Very true. We're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
As they say these days. He just visited CU last weekend. He was a part of that massive recruiting weekend. He's tweeted a lot about CU. A lot.
Have you looked at the ratio?
Of like
how many CU tweets to LSU and Florida.
It's noticeable.
Tweets? Okay.
I didn't actually chart it out, but it is absolutely noticeable. And maybe I'm reading too much into this right here, but he just changed his pinned tweet. What his pinned tweet was for a long time, I've been offered by Coach Prime and CU.
What did he change it to?
His top three now.
Oh.
Yep.
I like this. That's good internet sleuthing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is a huge one, man.
Yeah.
If you get it tomorrow, like we've mentioned a lot, going to be a light day in terms of signings and the total number of signings, which could just be one. But if you get the number one corner in the country this year to sign tomorrow and the number one corner in the country next year to commit tomorrow, That's a bottom line.
Yep.
On ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one corner in the country commits to, or signs to Colorado. Number one corner in the country 2024 commits to Colorado, and Coach Prime.
Yep.
That makes waves.
It does. Coach Prime is a game changer, man, in every facet.
And the funny thing about this, and it was mentioned in the comments yesterday, even if they don't get him, he's coming.
For sure. You got a whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he hasn't even visited?
Right. He'll flip if he has to.
There's plenty of time.
Or he'll just lock in and stay.
Yep. So those are the big announcements we were waiting for this week. I think we're all on the same page that we're not expecting a really massive signing day for the Buffs in terms of the 2023 class. Just getting, I think, Cormani McClain's signature would be enough. Is that enough for you on signing day? So we'll see exactly what happens, but keep it tuned to just the internet. I'm not sure where all these announcements are going to be coming from.
Everyone else.
Us, of course. But, I mean, these kids' IGs and Twitters are going to be popping tomorrow.
While you're at it, you want to give people a schedule update for tomorrow?
I don't know, though.
Oh, it's not official?
Allie, are we going late tomorrow? 4? Okay, so our show tomorrow is at 4 p.m., the press conference, 2 to 2:30. We're going to hightail it back here as soon as we're done and try to go live with instant reactions and just talking about signing day.
Yeah, this will be perfect because we'll have a chance to gather all the information from signing day and come tomorrow with quotes from Coach Prime. It feels like it's been forever since we've been able to talk about something Coach Prime actually said.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, in well-off videos.
Well, and he just gets to perform for us as a press conference guy. Like,
that's his passion, it seems, is to just put on a show in a press conference.
And I'm sure we're going to hear his words on Cormani McClain. Maybe we get some insight on that process, too.
And if Ellis Robinson commits, I'm sure we'll get a vague comment about him as well.
Yep. I'm excited. It's going to be really fun tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's move on to our wish list. But before that, I'm going to tell you guys about our friends at Jive Hive, the virtual dispensary on wheels that offers the low pricing, convenience, privacy, and security you would want to deliver straight to your home or to, say, your job site. If you're a doctor or a lawyer, they can deliver to you discreetly. Or if there's bad weather, you've already been partying, put in your home address on Jive Hive. See if they can deliver straight to your house. Don't drive, Jive Hive. That's JiveHyve.com. And get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window. We'll be there to say hi. Head over to JiveHyve.com and enter your address to find out if Jive Hive can deliver to your door. Now serving Aurora, Greenwood Village, Monument, Fountain, and various areas of El Paso County. That's JiveHyve.com. Don't drive, Jive Hive. Also, shout out to our friends, our great friends over at Illegal Pete's, who offer an endless options of fresh ingredients that can fit almost any diet or dietary restriction. It's a no-brainer to choose Illegal Pete's. They have 10 Colorado locations, happy hour every day, 3 to 6 p.m. Legal Pete's is always our go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer.
Incredible comment from our friend VHF, who says, how close is CU to NORAD? Could the defensive backfield be called NORAD? Or reference, or he actually says the CU Air Defense. So if you don't know what NORAD is, it is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which... don't think too hard about the acronym because it's not a one-for-one fit.
Uh-huh.
but it is minutes away from CU Boulder's campus. North American Aerospace Defense Command. Defend the air.
Wow.
You know.
I'm liking it.
It's obviously a nice little reference there. Just call the defense, the DBs NORAD.
Do they have a name for like the aerospace building there? Can they just name it the Hunter McLean building?
Yeah. I love it. It sounds so much like a college building.
Right,
too.
Exactly. Okay, Alyssa, I think we're ready to do our graphic and talk about our most desired 2024 recruits.
And the reason we're doing this is, again, because tomorrow, potentially light day.
Yeah.
But obviously huge day in the recruiting world.
Right.
So let's turn the page one day early to 2024 and build a little bit of a wish list. I'm sure this will be fluid over time. Last time we did something a little early, people got upset about it. So yes. We reserve the right to make changes.
Yes, of course. Are we ready? Are you guys ready? Okay. Do you want to start?
I will go. And like I said, I already spoiled it. Are we going? We're going number one first?
Yeah, so we're not drafting. We're just going to go back and forth until we give our top fives.
Okay, cool. I lost my place here because I was making sure I had the acronym of NORAD perfect. number one for me, number one most important pick, most important recruit to land a commitment and a signing from is Ellis Robinson.
Nice.
He calls it this, so I guess I can go with it. I still feel uncomfortable with it, but Ellis Island is a great little name for him. And if you get the number one, like I mentioned, number one corner 3 years in a row, it's just everyone is on notice. Like, don't even bother going after the number one corner commit. He's going to Coach Prime.
Right.
And imagine Travis Hunter on one side, Cormani on the other side, and then you mix in the number one recruit in the country as a true freshman. And you tell him, hey, the first year you are going to be the third corner, but you have an opportunity to compete for number one, but you're in a fight for the top three spots.
Yep.
Worst case scenario for you is you're playing the nickel, or in the slot a little bit more your freshman year. And then as soon as Travis Hunter leaves, you're going back outside to be, the top corner in the country and be a top 10 draft pick.
And as you mentioned, I'll get to Robinson. He's on my list. He's further down a bit for me. But you mentioned just developing the cornerback one pipeline, like that means something, man. You see Alabama and Georgia able to do it almost every year with these guys.
Yep.
Now it's going to be CU. You always talk about who's DBU. CU is entering the conversation legitimately.
Well, and just imagine Travis Hunter goes top 10. Then a year or two later, Cormani McLean goes top 10. Like,
yep.
Then you really are CBU because that's when it gets talked about the most, you know. For a while, it was LSU because they just kept putting guys in the first round. Right now, you could talk about Alabama maybe putting a bunch of guys in the first round. Obviously, Georgia.
Right.
But you just keep going bang, bang, bang. It's game over.
My first guy, I'm going Brandon Baker, the big offensive tackle out of Modern Day High School. I just think he's something that the Buffs haven't really done yet in terms of their recruiting, and that's just getting a true top-of-the-line mauler. I fell in love with his tape on Friday, I'm not going to lie. Just watching him pull across, that was spectacular stuff. You really don't see that every day from these top-of-the-line tackles, even in the NFL. Pulling all the way across that far, that smoothly. I think that he could be the beginning of a real offensive line pipeline in terms of recruits. Start to get the bigger guys. And it's a modern day connection. I think that's massive too.
Yeah. I mean, not to go too quickly here, but Baker's my number two. Mm-hmm. He would be my number one if it weren't for the narrative surrounding the potential of getting Ellis Robinson the fourth. If you want to, Alyssa, you can throw in the Roman numeral four after Ellis Robinson. But getting Brandon Baker, in terms of just pure need and talent, is probably number one, number one most important.
So next guy, I'm actually going to go Juwan Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with him because he is... We don't know where he plays, but he plays quarterback, and he puts up a ton of stats so far in his high school career. And I think that's massive because you would start to develop a pipeline of quarterbacks. Mm. You have Shador.
Do think he plays quarterback?
He's got outrageous stats at quarterback.
Just 5'11". That's the only thing that worries me a little bit. Not that it matters that much in college. And I'm not saying I worry necessarily for him personally. I just worry if he's being considered a quarterback recruit because he's a little bit undersized. And I think, what is he, 176 pounds?
Yeah.
He is undersized for the position. That doesn't mean he can't do it.
Right.
It just, as someone who's shown everything else, I wonder if teams are looking at him as more of a wide receiver, potentially defensive back. I see wide receiver.
I can understand that. But man, if you get this athlete at quarterback, your offense is opened up even more than it could be even now with Shador.
For
and
sure.
You get some athleticism at quarterback. You get a brand name at quarterback, a guy who is a top recruit.
Comments are saying he's being recruited as a DB.
DB. Never mind then. As a DB, he joins Coach Prime's
But this is just projection.
Right.
You can project him at quarterback. You know, you projected Travis Hunter as a wide receiver.
I still stand by that.
Stand by your take.
I do. Anyways, that's why I think Juwan Johnson is such a intriguing and important prospect.
It reminds me of a funny story about my friend Steve Atwater, who I did a long interview with. I won't get into the details of what happened to this interview, but I talked to Steve about his story. He was a triple option quarterback in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was getting recruited, a bunch of schools said, "We want you at defensive back." And Steve said, "No, I'm a quarterback. What do you mean? I play quarterback." And so he was recruited by Lou Holtz to the University of Arkansas, and there was actually a coaching change. But when he got there, you know, Lou Holtz told him, "Yeah, sure, you can play quarterback, whatever you want," knowing full well that when he got there, basically Steve says after two practices he realized he was like the fifth best quarterback on the team, and he said, the coach called him in and said, "Hey, you're the fifth, you know, you're fourth or fifth string quarterback, and you're probably going to redshirt, or you can play safety and you can play right away." And this is something that happens a lot, kind of aside from the point here, but it just reminded me of that. You know, a lot of these guys who don't want to be, who want to play quarterback, end up getting moved. And it's probably why he's being listed as a corner, I think, is because of his size. But he could also tell a place like, "No, I'm a quarterback."
Well, look at the Buff step chart. They have Shador, and they've got two freshmen and Drew Carter right now.
Yeah.
You want to talk about where the logjam is? The logjam is beginning to build at cornerback.
For sure.
So his path to the field actually might be easier at quarterback than it would be at cornerback, especially if you get the commitment from Ellis Robinson in the same class as him.
And for what it's worth, there is a apostrophe after the U in Juwan.
Yeah, a little complicated.
I mean, no fault to production. We're just throwing out names and expecting them to be able to spell
it. Yep. Your next pick?
My next pick. This is tough. I think I'm going to go 5-star wide receiver, number 3 wide receiver in the country.
Yeah.
Ryan Wingo.
Love it.
You know, it's interesting. Wide receiver is probably the deepest position in football.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many guys. The Buffs have yet to hit at that level. Oh, I guess Winston Watkins is a
but he's
is
the
five
year
star?
After. Yeah,
five
he's
star
the year
2025. After. But they have yet to hit at that level when it comes to wide receiver. Obviously, they got Jimmy Horn, who was one of the most sought after wide receivers in the transfer portal.
Yep.
But we've yet to have the true blue chip Adam Hopkins four star, which I guess some people would say blue chip. No 5-star receivers yet in 23 or 24, unless you count Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Ryan Wingo would be huge. 6'2", 205, super physical, great route runner, fun tape. I want him.
Love it. My next guy, I'm going Boo Carter.
Ooh.
Another athlete. Number 270 nationally, number 32 athlete, 35 total offers.
It's B-O-O Carter.
including Colorado, LSU, Michigan, Ohio State. He has received one crystal ball prediction from Steve Wiltfong, the Tennessee. He is an athlete. He mostly plays running back, though, from what I saw in his highlight tape. And that is why I have him up high on this list. They got Dylan Edwards, who's a speedster, but you could get a guy who is a bit more of a complete back, maybe not as quick, but I feel like that's the one thing they've been missing from the recruiting classes is just a notable complete back. You get him, you start to build your running back room in terms of youth and in terms of all-around talent. That's why I've got him up there.
All right. Does he play safety as well?
I think so.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of safety hype about him as well, which either one you love to have. I'm putting him next on my list. Fun tape. Offer list of 35, including, of course, Colorado, LSU, Michigan, Ohio State, Tennessee. He's got everyone. Boo Carter again.
Let's go. Love to see it. My next guy.
Please give them just the worst possible name to try and spell.
I mean, one of them is easy. One of them's a little, it's not that bad. But DeAndre Robinson, 2024 four-star, number 201 nationally.
Ooh, they would never get this spelling on the first try.
It took me like 5 minutes to find this guy because I realized that I was mixing up the T with a D when I was Googling his name. Number 20 defensive line from Jones High School in Orlando, Florida. 6 foot, 3.5, 300 pounds, Ryan.
Wow.
Has 26 total offers, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, and USC. I do not know if CU has actually offered him yet. But in terms of recruiting, you have yet to really get that just massive man up in the middle on the defensive side of the football. Kind of the same reasoning with Brandon Baker. That's why I think DeAndre Robinson is such an important pickup for this team. And hopefully it's when they get within the next year.
Yeah. So this is a position that I think, not in terms of DeAndre Robinson, but also you'd love to stack up on that position as well. This is the one that I'm most concerned about this year. And it's also one that I think can be the most transformational for a defense in college football, and that is inside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have like these types of beasts on the inside, I mean, CU fans will know Nate Landman. Nate Landman carried the Buffs defense for half a season before he got injured his last season in Colorado. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with Texas A&M in the second game of the season. And that same Texas A&M team beat Alabama that season.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what they did on defense was they went man coverage. They had Christian Gonzalez, who's going to be a first-round draft pick, on one side. They had another great corner on the other side. And then they just had Nate Landman essentially just like, do whatever you want.
Yep.
They just told him, we trust you in the middle of the field, and he went crazy. So I'm going – I'm so happy for you guys. I'm going Kingston Viliamu Asa.
I honestly thought about picking him just so that they could try and do it, but you did it for me.
I actually really want this guy. 4-star, number 7 linebacker in the country. I'm not just doing this to torture production.
No, he's legit.
It's Kingston Viliamu Asa, 6'3", 230 pounds, and counting.
And where do you go to high school, Ryan?
He goes to St. John Bosco.
Let's go.
In Bellflower, California. He has 20 offers now. He'll have them all by the end. I need it.
Yep. My last guy, a guy that I said was going to be on this list, Ellis Robinson IV. Corner's just kind of getting full at this point. And you're going to have some guys other than Cormani McClain and Travis Hunter who emerge and appear to be very good players just with the coaching that you guys have in terms of Coach Prime, Kevin Mathis, Charles Kelly. So he's important to me, but kind of like what you said, if they didn't get him, I wouldn't be too heartbroken.
Yeah, for sure.
Ellis Robinson the fourth.
Fair enough. You and I kind of have the opposite line of thinking on this one. For me, it's got to have him to lock down it. The pipeline of number one corner always goes to Coach Prime. Mm-hmm. But I also understand your thought, which is not a need by any stretch of the mind.
Yep. Really a luxury.
You want to go some honorable mentions here?
Sure.
We also kept it to guys that we've at least seen some level of interest. Right. Maybe they visited. I think all of my guys... Except for Ellis Robinson.
Ellis hasn't visited.
Have visited.
All your guys have. Yep.
But Danny Okoye, number 14 edge in the country, was high on my list.
Yep.
6'4", 241 pounds. Like, there's so many guys. This is the early, this guy's ties to CU, and we got a chance to get him. I mean, imagine if they were just to get, you know, three out of any of the players that we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. It'd be highlight level stuff. We'd be throwing parties.
Let's just say they get Ellis Robinson, Brandon Baker, and Boo Carter.
Ecstatic.
Like, that's insane. That's a top class in the country right then and there.
Yeah. Those could be the three best prospects in, 95% of the country's recruiting class, and those fan bases would be out of their mind happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another guy who I had really close to on my list was tight end Kylan Fox.
Yep.
Give my guy Brewster just a prototypical size, speed tight end coming out of high school to develop, please. Yep. I want to see what he can do.
For sure. And it's funny, we were just talking, obviously the Broncos hired John Payton today. We're just talking about what a seam stretching tight end can do for your offense.
Yeah.
And we're going to see it this year with Seydou Traore. But all of a sudden, you just send that tight end going straight.
Right.
Safety's out of the picture.
Yep.
And everything underneath is opened up. I have the utmost confidence in Sean Lewis to be able to take advantage of all these weapons and all of the things that you can force a defense to do by having these type of guys. You know, Brady Russell, a very good college football tight end,
mm-hmm.
not physically gifted in the way that a Seydou Traore or even Kylan Fox are,
right.
And, to where the defense says, okay, how are we going to stop him and then stop everyone else as well?
Yep. I'll throw out Ryan Wingo too. I mean, of course, he's a five-star. Would love to have him. I just think wide receiver is – don't really need to worry about it, honestly.
You'll always find your wide receivers.
Yep.
But I would like to have that five-star wide receiver on the board.
Yeah. Anyone else you want to throw out?
I mean, it's 2025, but I probably...
So if we did 2025, Jordan Davison probably would have been number one for me.
I mean, number one running back in the class of 25. And this modern-day pipeline, I just think, could be revolutionary.
Yep.
So you get Brandon Baker, and you start rolling in with these modern-day guys, which, by the way, modern-day was the number one ranked high school in the country this year. So not only are you getting guys who are extremely talented, you're getting guys who are extremely well-coached and have played at the highest of high levels that you can possibly play at and are tested. Like, a lot of times in recruiting, you have questions about competition level. It's one of the number one things that follows Colorado recruits around. These guys are literally playing like national championship games for all high schools in the country. There's no level of competition questions for them. Yeah.
Constantly playing against other top 300 prospects and beating them and proving why they are.
Yeah, playing against Bosco.
Yep.
You know, obviously Texas and Georgia and Alabama are all having high level high school as well. Mm-hmm. But that modern day connection, especially with the Colorado to California connection that already exists, could be revolutionary.
Right. One more name I'll throw out then is Nasir White, also from Modern Day High School. 2025 five-star, plays edge and linebacker, number 31 nationally, number 5 edge. Only has 12 offers, but has already picked up offers from Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon.
Do you think when like your first 12 offers include Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon, the other schools are just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, for real. Well, 247 may just throw the 5-star on them right there, right, when they see who's getting offers.
Stamp it.
Yep. So there you go. That was our wish list for the class of 2024. We got a whole year, as we said, so we'll go back. We'll revisit and keep it tuned here to see how it all develops.
Predictions. Ellis Robinson, does he commit tomorrow?
See you?
Yep. Yes. All right. And then Juwan Johnson, does he commit Saturday?
Yes.
All right. They're both coming. Let's go.
They're both coming. Before we move on, did you watch much YouTube?
I didn't. YouTube, I'm very behind on YouTube.
Okay. Oh, actually, before we move on to break, spring game news. More spring game news.
Ooh.
So
why don't you tease it until on the other side of the break?
Okay, I can do that. And tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And this week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly.
Airteeth in the comments just sent me.
Oh, no. What did it say? Why just is everyone saying going. No?
Play. You wouldn't even be able to read it if you tried.
Okay.
Plus, oh, we forgot about our boy T.A. Cunningham.
Oh, yes. There's so many names.
Damn, I might have to throw them back on my list there retroactively. Anyways, go on.
For a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day until the 6th, I believe. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up with code DMVR. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And then shout out to our friends at Baucus and Shanker. Baucus and Shanker wins for Colorado families and have been doing so for more than 25 years. Best part about them, no fees up front to speak with them about your case. No fees while they work on your case. And no fees unless they win your case and win money for you. Baucus and Shanker have won over $1 billion for their clients. And they help with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accident, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you're injured at work. Call them at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free. Baucus and Shanker wins. I feel like I'm missing out on an inside joke in the chat here.
It was Airteeth's comment right there talking about number one 2026 6-star on his wish list.
Is that Elon Musk's kid?
All right. What do we got? Spring game.
So, spring game. Barstool Colorado put out a tweet, and then someone replied with a leaked email.
Leaked emails? We're doing leaked emails now?
Yep. So, there's a leaked email floating around on Twitter. April 22nd, that date again that we talked about last week was mentioned again. Tickets are expected to be sold to this. Well, so you were right.
No, I wasn't right. They listened to me.
There you go. That's what happened.
That's what I love about the people up there in Boulder. When I, you know, when I have an idea, they hear it and they take me up on it.
Potential 1 p.m. kickoff on April 22nd. It's probably going to be a beautiful day at that point. Much more.
The demand is just going to be insane. Like, yes. I'm just even thinking of the media demand.
Yep.
It's so crazy how everything changed. Jake, last week of the season, you going into the Utah game, you went to a press conference.
Yep.
For Mike Sanford. How many people were there?
I don't remember. Well, not very many.
Wednesday or whatever, the last one?
So, yeah, it was Wednesday. We talked to Owen Carey. We talked to Robert Barnes and I think someone else. It was me, Nikki Edwards from Rivals, and Brian Howell from the Boulder Daily Camera. No Adam even.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Of course, Adam's there for everything else. But there will be, I would say, I don't know, over 30 plus.
The email said they're expecting 50? 25K at least.
See, we need more than that. 25K is weak. Let's get 50.
Let's sell it out. Coach Prime quote tweeted that Barstool Colorado tweet. So the Barstool Colorado tweet said, sounds like the CU spring game will be nationally televised. Will Folsom be sold out? ? Eyeball emojis. Coach Prime quote tweets it. He goes, yes, it will. We coming.
Let's go. also, it's on the date that you first reported here on the show, right?
Yep. April 22nd.
April 22nd. Man, I can't wait. I just can't wait to see the buzz and the hype. and everything in Boulder, like, I want a tailgate for it.
We should.
The last few spring games, I'm just like, oh, man, all right, I'll go, whatever. And, like, you just, like, mosey your way on up there. Yeah. Sit in the seats. You can have any seat in the house. But this should be a money-making event for Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, yeah, like I said, on ESPN, most likely.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be very fun. JT Shrout officially announced his commitment to Arkansas State. What else do we got?
We'll see about the tailgate. We got to figure out what the situation is, but at the very least, a meetup of sorts
for
before
sure.
the spring game.
Oh, yeah. Are we ready for questions, I guess?
Let's hit it. By the way, 47 likes short of 200. We can definitely top that today.
Should we try and go for even more?
250?
250?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, first question. I saw a TVR guy. When do y'all think Coach Prime is going to issue new jersey numbers to those with out-of-position pro numbers?
With out-of-position pro numbers? What does that mean? Oh, maybe Coach Prime makes his team stick by the NFL rules of numbers?
Maybe. I don't know.
Thinking back.
The Buffs roster last year didn't have any, like, egregious, like, that number does not fit that
like
guy.
Like, number one on a defensive lineman?
Well, Guy Thomas was number one.
But he's not a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
He's an edge rusher.
Yeah.
I wonder. I'm going to assume that's what that comment is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume by spring football.
I think a lot of that's already kind of being figured out. Guys are given lockers and stuff with numbers, so.
Yep, for sure.
Next one. Any potential surprise signings for CU tomorrow? I wish I had some nuggets for that, but I don't.
I would doubt it.
Yeah.
But Coach Prime never sees his two mates.
Yeah, Buff's still 9 scholarships over. They already got 18 signatures from early signing day. We're expecting Cormani McLean's, of course, so I don't know. I don't want to count him out, but it feels like we're kind of done.
I will feel so, like, I've never really questioned it, but the feeling of getting Cormani's signature tomorrow is going to be great.
Yeah. Next question. Elfriddy, who do you think Charles Kelly and Nick Williams will bring in tomorrow? Anthony Robinson, Travis Cormani, and Shiloh would be the best in college.
Hmm. Speaking of Anthony Robinson, wasn't there a update on that?
He said he's taking all of his official visits this spring.
Okay.
So
that would lead us to believe what we've been saying for a little while is that it's not...
He doesn't
at this point, not officially Colorado. And he wasn't officially offered by Coach Prime?
I don't think so. He doesn't show up on Adam's, you know, eligibility sheet. He's not listed on 247 Sports as a commit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man.
From the beginning, I'll just say what I heard. I don't know if it's true. It was just that there was kind of a miscommunication. I won't even get into the details. There was a miscommunication about whether or not he had a committable offer.
There you go. There you go. Next question from Sports Geek. Wait, the spring game is in April. I thought it was sooner. Yes, sir. Usually, I mean, they play them. Some colleges play them in March, I think, like late March. But it's usually the April window.
Late April is better for me and just better chance on the weather.
And, yeah, me too. So I'm trying to do some things in April. next one, Nicholas, our guy. Any news on Mike Zimmer? Have not heard anything yet, man.
I'm fully of the belief that Mike Zimmer wants to be a defensive coordinator in the NFL, and if that opportunity presents itself for him, he will go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it does not, then he'll be, you know, in Boulder the next day. The reporting out there right now is that the Broncos are going to try to get Vic Fangio to come be Sean Payton's defensive coordinator. If that doesn't work out, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised to see Mike Zimmer be in that mix.
Also, so how many NFL head coaching NFL head coaching openings were there this year? Was it 6?
I think less.
So it was like 5 or 4.
5 or 4, yeah.
So, and only the Panthers and the Broncos have made moves.
That is correct.
So this could be why we're waiting so long on Mike Zimmer. Right. All these other teams are taking their time.
Still
so.
Need the Cardinals
right.
And a few other ones to make their moves. And then we'll see who they kind of go for. Yep. No, Indianapolis is still open. Yeah.
So I think that's why we're kind of waiting there. People are saying Mike Zimmer is there. His son is on CU's staff.
He's not officially on the staff yet. He might. He very well could be in Boulder for all I know.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a few more questions. We do. The H family, do you think the funds made from spring games should go towards players' NIL pots? 50K times 20 is an easy million for the program. I don't know what happens with that money.
Yeah, and I don't know what rules there are in terms of can you just go right to the collective?
Yeah.
What you could do is require a donation to the collective to get a
ticket.
There
you go, yeah.
Easy million in the pot is right.
Yeah.
Also, we need money in all areas. So
for sure.
That's why from the jump I said charge money for that game.
Yep. Sean's got a question. Is it possible grade thing with Robinson?
I mean, I don't want to speculate on that.
Yeah, me either. I truly don't know. I mean, he is a JUCO transfer, so it wouldn't surprise me if it's something in that process, but I don't think we know at all.
Yeah, for sure. It's an interesting situation. To be honest, when I saw he was committed, I looked, he's long corner. I was excited about him.
Yep. We'll see.
Oh, Texans also off the board.
There you go. So three teams you need it's at least Indianapolis and is it just Indianapolis?
Arizona.
Okay. Ryan asking anything on the Utah running back? Yeah, Micah Bernard withdrew from the portal. So he is going back to Utah.
Adios. We'll see you in November.
Yep. Along with Cole Becker.
Ah, yes. Everyone's favorite bit of drama.
What was your favorite part of the Buffs offseason? Was it the kicker drama?
No. It was definitely hiring Coach Prime.
Yeah. 7 likes away from 200, guys. We only have one question left, so let's hit that like button while we can. And our girl Angela asking, how long before we see Broncos staff visiting Boulder with all the NFL talent on Coach Prime's team?
Well, I would be surprised if they haven't been there already.
Yep.
Laying down some foundation, but there will be NFL scouts at every single practice. Even back when I was covering the team, there was usually NFL scouts at most practices. And a cool thing that they have in the Champion Center, they literally have a room just for NFL scouts. And what they'll do is, obviously, the scouts will be on the field for the practice. Then they'll take them upstairs, let them have this room where they all have like their own monitors. And they can go through and replay practice and ISO players and all sorts of stuff. Like,
amazing.
So that was a really cool part of the Champion Center that has probably been underutilized because there hasn't been as much NFL talent as you would like. But those scouts would be treated like royalty when they come here, because maybe nothing is more important for recruiting than putting your guys in the league. And Coach Prime knows that very well.
Yep, the scouts will definitely be out. If the scouts were showing up to CU versus Air Force this last year, they're coming out quite often this year. Super Bowl commercial.
I saw rumors.
Okay.
I don't know. I heard that there's potentially a Sanders family involvement in a Super Bowl commercial. I don't know. Obviously, that person heard the same rumors as I.
Yep. Can't wait. I also saw that Icewear TV said Destroying's committing to see you tomorrow. We have another YouTube channel, Ryan.
Let's go.
Are you sure? Let's go.
I mean,
another YouTube channel.
I thought his was the best.
That is true.
In terms of, you know, the production value on the content. Also, who wouldn't want a 6-star punter?
That's true. We need him. He's coming. Sports Geek says, I want to see Patrick Surtain training with Travis and Cormani this offseason. That would be amazing.
Everything's on the table. I mean, I bet you Jerry Jeudy will be working with those guys too. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
That'll be fun.
So there it is.
All right.
Good show today.
Oh, apparently it was announced on Good Morning America this morning.
Oh,
that there it Coach is. Prime has a Super Bowl commercial coming. How is there someone like Good Morning America? This is like the third time that something has happened on Good Morning America.
Mr.
with the
Strahan,
Bucks.
That's your connection, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
I would not know. That makes
sense.
Though.
I don't watch either. I just know Michael Strahan's on Good Morning America.
Apparently it involves yogurt. We're learning everything in the comments right now.
Most anticipated yogurt commercial of my lifetime.
Let's go.
Well, there it is. Tomorrow's going to be a fun and exciting day, guys. I'll have a write-up on the full class once we have it all official. And then, of course, the press conference tomorrow, 2 to 2:30 p.m. our time. It'll be live on the CU Buffs TV, I think is what the YouTube channel is called.
There you go.
And then we'll be back shortly after at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Let's go, Buffs.
Let's go, Buffs.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.